My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Last hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game at mancavestore.com. It's Stukes and Bell, Mark Zeno in for Mike. Our lives just changed just moments ago. Completely changed because the breeze came through and cooled us off. I mean, like, that's how hot it is. And we're sitting out here. Mark and I are under a beautiful shade area in the Bushmill tent, guys. Stop by and see us right here at the landing. We're looking at 16 and 17 of the Tour Championship. But the golfers are walking by, and I'm thinking, we could be them. So I think we're in a much better spot.
I was just saying that. Like, imagine it being out. I mean, you're a golfer like I am. You know, when you get days like this, usually there's a couple of cold ones that keep you a little refreshed on the course.
Fair enough.
You know, kind of keep your mind a little bit, you know, not focused on the heat and just focused on the game. But, you know, these guys doing this for a living right now. Every shot matters. And every shot boils down to tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's true.
Right?
Like, it's true.
And they're out here just grinding all day long. Must be dying.
Yeah, we're going to keep you updated on the leaderboard, what's going on out here. We need to talk to our man, though, Danny Cannell, and we love talking to him. He is brought to you by Bet Online, and with college football season officially kicking off, and you know, listen, I know Danny, I'm sorry about last week. You know, what do you want me to say? Florida State, oh, my goodness, Georgia Tech. But I'll tell you, the slate of games that we have, even starting tonight, and I want to talk to you about Colorado playing and Dion and all of that, and then we get to, you know, Saturday, Georgia Clemson, and you know, Sunday, Texas A&M. We got Texas A&M and Notre Dame, all these big games. So it's a great weekend. I'm glad to have you here, but I do want to get your thoughts on Florida State, because a lot of people feel like, okay, that loss now puts them in a position where they can't screw up again the rest of the season. And I'm going, wait a minute, 12-team playoff, that's not the case, right?
You are 100% right, and it's great to talk with you guys. Thankfully, I did not go to Ireland. I was this close to going. I know Mike Bell's over there still, like, and I wonder how the rest of that trip ended up after that loss. But I am very glad I didn't go. But to your point, like, and I saw, you know, a couple segments across on TV that, you know, people are writing off Florida State. Teams can get better. Like, that's the one thing I think we forget. And this is the beauty of the 12-team playoff, the expanded playoff, which there are some fans which say, well, this diminishes, you know, the regular season, and that loss doesn't hurt as much as it would in previous past. Go tell that to Mike Norvell and those players right now who are devastated from that loss. But they can come back, they can bounce back, they can improve on some of the mistakes that they made, and they can play themselves back into the conversation. So I love your point. I think it's something I would be absolutely telling my team, and I would be telling half the teams they're going to end up on the losing side this season. The season is not lost. We don't have to give up hope. Most importantly, we can get better in a sport with so much turnover in the transfer portal and guys coming and going. It's going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride for a lot of programs that have so many new faces on their rosters.
Georgia being one of those programs, no more Brock Bowers, no more Ladd McConkey. I mean, obviously still Carson Beck's there, but a whole bunch of defensive players now after the draft from last year. And look, this is the toughest schedule this team has had to play in easily 5 years here, Danny. With the state of transition on the offense and where they are, it's easy to assume they'll lock and reload. Do you think that it is that easy for them?
No, I don't think it's that easy for anybody, especially with a schedule that's as tough as theirs. And starting off with Clemson, I know, you know, it's a heavy favorite. It's almost 2 touchdowns. I look at that game, and I think Clemson's defense is going to be a really good challenge for Georgia. And to your point, like I and they're number one for a reason. Like, I don't have any problem with that. They reload. Kirby's done such a good job through the portal and through recruiting primarily. Like, this is a lot of homegrown talent. But the status of Trevor Etienne is unknown. I don't know if there's been any news since the last 5 or 6 hours, but I know there's a lot of people saying that he probably won't play or definitely won't start. So you're already kind of, all right, without your lead back. And they do have depth there. But most importantly, you mentioned those two names, Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. When I go back and watch film last year of Carson Beck, and like the Auburn game comes to mind. It was kind of close. The offense was a little bit sputtering. Who did he go to? He went to Brock Bowers. Like, and all of a sudden, he clicked. And that, a lot of times, is a quarterback security blanket, is that tight end position. And you can make an argument that Brock Bowers was really the offensive MVP the last three seasons. I know the quarterback and Stetson Bennett played good a couple years ago, but Brock Bowers meant so much to this offense. I'm very curious to see what the identity of this offense turns out to be. And I think it'll probably be physicality. I think that's what Kirby Smart will rely on early while the pass game kind of figures out some of Carson Beck's favorite weapons. I think they're going to be physical, and I would expect nothing less than a pretty nasty Georgia defense, because that's what they're giving you almost every year.
Danny Cannell joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, broadcasting live from the Tour Championship, guys. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Danny, what was your take on this whole Deion shutting the media down, or at least one columnist for the Denver Post? And then what kind of season do you think they had? They start tonight, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they're a favorite at home. I think it's 9.5-point favorite at home. But I think they're playing an established program that may be better than some people give them credit for. What do you make of the Colorado situation?
Carl, it's been like more drama once again. You know, like a team that already had so much drama last year, and a lot of it was on the field, a lot of it was off the field, and Deion's had his fair of spats. You know, I was in a little bit of a tussle with him last year over him saying he didn't graduate from Florida State, so why would he call himself a Seminole? Like, we got into it a little bit. So to the banning of the reporter, that to me just seems so unnecessary and yeah. So petty.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's not been done before. I will say that. I saw a clip of Steve Spurrier when he was at South Carolina, and he had a feud with a reporter. I remember Urban Meyer when he was at Florida taking on some reporters. The thing that's very unique about this is the contractual obligation that Colorado has as a university, to back this policy and to say, you know what? Yep, whoever Deion doesn't want to talk to, he doesn't have to talk to. And then the aspect of, like, who got more favorable media coverage than Deion in Colorado last year? Like, they were a darling. They were sending Game Day and Big Noon on Fox, and everybody was writing about how Deion was changing the game, and they were 4-8. And now you want to challenge those people, those same people that gave you a lot of publicity, you want to challenge them? I think he runs the risk of turning a lot more media members on them, because no media member wants to feel like, uh-oh, if I say a bad thing, I'm going to be silenced. They don't want to have, or I'm going to lose access. So I'm very curious to see how this opener goes, because there's been a lot of distractions. There's a lot more new players who I do think this roster at Colorado is better. But North Dakota State, how about this stat? They are an FCS program, right? The smaller
yes.
division of college football.
Yes.
They have beaten 6 out of the last 7 FBS opponents that they faced. So, like, they're more than capable of going toe-to-toe. And the names they've beaten Iowa, Iowa State. Like, there's some pretty big names. It's not like they're beating lower-tier Group of Five teams. They've beaten some powerhouses. So I think this could be a competitive game in the second half. And if they're getting over 10, which I think you can find a bet online, 10.5, I do like the underdog in North Dakota State.
Danny Cannell, former Florida State quarterback, former New York Giants quarterback, joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports.
Very,
yeah,
this is
like
true.
Me slipping that one in there,
this
Danny. Appreciate you. A lot of teams that – typically, we've looked at that failed to get over the hump. A lot of coaches, too, whether it's James Franklin, whether it's Lane Kiffin. You look at programs like Tennessee and you know, other USC and Lincoln Riley. Now that you have the expanded playoffs, a lot of these teams that couldn't get to the college football playoff before will get there now. But I don't know if that necessarily changes the view of these programs and these teams. Just because you get there in a 12-team playoff and you get bounced in the first round, like, what is the perception for some of these programs, and is there one you think that will finally break through because of the 12-team playoff that will make some noise and probably get to either the semifinal or the final?
Oh, you gave a lot of them, and I would say Penn State's probably at the top of the list as a program who, if you go back and ran the numbers in the college football playoff era with four teams, if there was a 12-team playoff and you did it based on ranking the top 12 teams, Penn State would have made it more than any other team. Like, they have just been on the outside looking in, and specifically in the Big Ten, they've been the third-best team in the Big Ten behind Michigan and Ohio State. They just couldn't break through that barrier. I think it changes, like, the hope and the mindset of a team and a program like Penn State to see them get access to a playoff. But, boy, it does matter what you do when you get there, right? Like, so, and I don't think it changes. I think it actually favors the expanded playoff. I think favors programs like Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, the powerhouses of college football, because they have more depth. And a lot of times for them, access is a big issue. Like last year, Georgia might have been the best team in the country, but they didn't get an opportunity to prove it. They lost that chance with losing in the SEC championship game. They could have a similar situation unfold this year, come just short of expectations. You're bummed, but guess what? You got a chance to beat, you know, to beat up on some teams like they did to Florida State in the Orange Bowl last year and unleash some vengeance in an expanded playoff. So I think it does help them. You mentioned Ole Miss. I think they're clearly a candidate. I think, you know, some teams in the ACC that, you know, would only get one team. Maybe there's a chance for an ACC team like Miami or Clemson or even Florida State, even after a loss, that could salvage a season by getting there. And I do think it brings a little bit more parity to the conversation of who gets there. But in the end, I don't think it changes the powerhouses who win the championship at the end.
I like A&M this weekend, man. Do you?
Me too.
Do you? Danny?
All right, so now you guys are terrifying me because I was so confident in this pick, and a lot of people that I talked to are on the same boat. And we all know how that works, right? Like, it's never this easy. But I do. I like the Aggies this weekend for a few reasons. One, in the coach versus former player relationship that Mike Elko has, where he coached Riley Leonard, the quarterback at Notre Dame. They were both at Duke for the last two seasons. I give him the edge on he knows tendencies more so than the quarterback would know the coach's tendencies, right? There's a higher football IQ if somebody has been a football lifer than just a young college football player. So he'll be able to sort of know where Riley Leonard likes to escape the pocket, knows his favorite throws, his least favorite throws, how to potentially exploit those. And then you talk about a quarterback in Riley Leonard who's coming off not one but two surgeries to that ankle. He did have a little cleanup procedure in the spring. He missed some of the spring. So he's a very dynamic, athletic quarterback. How has that impacted his ability to extend plays and be that dynamic runner? And by the way, he's also missing his starting left tackle, who was being replaced by a true freshman at left tackle at Kyle Field, one of the toughest places to play. So, like, all of this stacks up, and I'm like, yeah, I love the Aggies too. The one thing I think that would concern me in this bet that I would say go ahead and take the Aggies is Notre Dame's defense will travel. Like, they're pretty stout. Marcus Freeman, defensive-minded coach, I think he'll have a game plan as well. So I also like the under in this game. So I like the Aggies and the under, a little bit of a defensive slugfest. But I like, so you guys are making me even more nervous about my A&M pick because everybody I've talked to is like, yeah, I love it. Never that easy, right?
No, it isn't. I mean, I got people there, and they're just telling me how different it is from what Jimbo was doing to what Mike Elko's doing and how the buy-in has changed. That enough tells me everything I need to know because it's never been about the athletes at A&M. It's just been about coaching. It's never been about having the players. And so that is why I'm buying in, especially to start a home game against Notre Dame. It's going to be a great game. Danny, we could talk college football all day, and we will with you next time. Danny Cannell brought to you by Bet Online, guys. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Hey, I don't want to hear you guys complaining for these golfers saying it's too hot for them. Tell them to put on a helmet and shoulder pads and see how they feel then.
No doubt.
They're out there hitting a golf ball around. Come on.
Oh, it's true. And they're not even carrying their bag. I mean, seriously.
Right?
Oh, it's so true. Danny, thanks so much, man. We enjoy you.
Have a good one. See ya.
This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
I'm just so damn excited for college football this weekend.
It's great.
Talk about it more. I'm just like, you know what I need this weekend? Discipline. They need to treat me like Donald Trump. Just take the phone away so I don't start betting everything that's in front of me. Take the phone away.
I think that's almost impossible.
I mean, I can get on the internet, so yeah.
Coming up.
Make a phone call.
Coming up, NFL Blitz is on the way. Also, some Yeah Man, No Man. Turtles hanging out with us. Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. We're live at the Tour Championship. It's Dukes and Bell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This hour brought to you by Status Truck Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. It's good to see a lot of our folks out here hanging out. We are at the Bushmill Tent, guys, on the landing. The landing, there are a variety of tents here. Dobell is right next door. But got to give a big shout-out to Marvin, who's been taking care of us here, and Rob and Rico, the bartenders here. Folks have been coming in and taking a look and seeing what's going on. Been a good time so far today, Zeno, and we'll get you caught up a little bit later on what's going on here with the leaderboard as day one of the Tour Championship is ongoing. Big shout-out to Danny Cannell talking some college football with us. What game, by the way, before we get to the Blitz, are you looking the most forward to? Is it Georgia-Clemson?
No.
Which one is it?
USC-LSU.
Okay.
You have two quarterbacks who have actually stayed at the same school for 3 years and not transferred out. in Moss and Nussmeier, right, who have waited their turn.
Turn, yeah.
And are now getting to take over with two really excellent, or at least Lincoln Riley from an offensive standpoint, but, you know, Brian Kelly overall, great schemer and a great X's and O's coach. And both of these programs with bad defenses from last year, right? They fire Alex Grinch. They get the D coordinator, Danton, I forget his last name, from UCLA comes over. And LSU locks and reloads on the defensive side. You know, this is a game, and I think LSU is undervalued and underrated in the SEC. I think they got a chance to win this thing. I genuinely do. You look at their schedule, it is super favorable. They got to get past USC this week to really set them up. But they get Alabama at home. They get A&M at home. No, I'm sorry. A&M is the one other road game that they have. But they get Alabama at home. They get let me just double-check their schedule. They get somebody else at home. Their road games are easy. It's South Carolina. It's Florida. They get Ole Miss at home. That's the other home game that they get. So they set up – and Oklahoma at home. They set up really well because going to Death Valley is just incredibly hard for teams. If they could take care of business this week, we'll see what A&M looks like, you know, at the end of October if they're as good as we think they're going to be. I think they will be defensively. But it all sets up well for them that I see maybe one or two losses from this team, definitively a berth in the college football playoff, and they could make some noise if Nussmeier really hits, and by all accounts it looks like he's going to.
I agree. I do like LSU as well. I am looking at the dogs. Listen, this game sets the tone for what people think is another run at a national championship. And if they dominate Clemson, I think everybody's going to be buying in and saying, you know what? Whatever you thought, we were completely wrong. They're better than what we thought they're going to be.
Just make them dominate defensively, because I bet the under.
Well, I think they will. I am looking forward to that game Saturday noon right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Eric is producing today. He's back at the studio, our engineer. Big shout-out to Eric stepping in today. Big O, little kiddo, had a sick day, and so he had to stay home. And Eric, we appreciate you stepping in, man. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Hey. Welcome to the NFL.
And notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Well, let's start right here with our Atlanta Falcons, because Raheem Morris spoke to the media today. Yes, guys, I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's game week. Like, they're going to get some days off here over the weekend, get into Labor Day. This is kind of the last time to chill and relax a little bit. And then it's on. And next week when we come back, we are on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Raheem was asked today about what he wants to do leading into this game. You know, you got a little extra time. And he talked about the intensity, keeping the intensity.
You know, last week when you're talking about the competitive nature of people fighting for those roster spots and really the evaluation process for the coaches and really the guys trying to show what they can do the best. And now it's like you're just trying to get even more specific in your role clarity in order to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, because nothing else matters, right? So when we're going out now, those are the things and those are the people that are finding those roles and what they have to do in order to go out there to give us the best shot to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think the clarity kind of clears up for us. I think it kind of slows down. I think some of the things that you're starting to do now is not throw up against the wall and see if it stick. It is direct arrows and darts being thrown at very small, detailed, precision, precise targets.
That's a great way to put it. The focus changes. It's been broad. And it's been who makes the team and how do they help us make the team better. Now it is they've made the team, and now what do we focus in on to make sure that we are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers come September 8th. Raheem was talking about Mike Tomlin as well. You guys know they go way back. Tomlin said yesterday on Rich Eisen's show that Raheem, his good friend, better be ready for a Justin Fields package. Here's Raheem on Mike Tomlin.
You are spot on. He was one of the first people to even make me even think that way, you know, because he had played offense in college at William & Mary, at the Tribe, as he would say. He played at the Tribe, and he was a receiver. And when I met him, he was a defensive back coach. And he looked at it from an offensive lens and almost everything that we did. And then, like I said, I went to a very upfront place where you had no egos, and John Gruden allows us to be in offensive installs and be able to watch him with his quarterback detail and all those things. So we were nosy. So we attended as many of those as we possibly could. So he was definitely a part of the major part of the encouraging factor of even diving into the offense before I had ever even coached it. You know, the first opportunity I got to coach it was here with Dan Quinn. And really that was full force, no hesitation going into it because of those moments with Mike Tomlin and thinking about the background knowledge that you want to have being able to coach on defense. Having knowledge to coach on offense, and it certainly serves me well right now in the position that I'm in now.
Yeah, I'm with them on this, by the way.
By Justin Fields' package, be ready for it. Like, is he going to present them with a gift before the game? Is that what he means? Because no, that's about the only thing, the only Justin Fields package I think we'll see.
Well, I know you thought it was hyperbole, and it might be. But I don't know if they use him or not. Maybe it was tongue-in-cheek. It sounded like it. But I'll say this about Raheem. And to his point, it's kind of lost now. But if you go a few years back in these coaching cycles, the goalposts changed. It went from we hire defensive coaches, you need defensive coordinator experience, to, oh, we need guys who work with quarterbacks and have worked with the offense. And so when he did that, when he was with the Falcons, believe it or not, it's full circle. It actually helped him go to the Rams, become a DC, win a Super Bowl there, and now come back and say, hey, having that offensive experience on the offensive side of the ball makes me a more complete coach. I think he's absolutely right. You know, and that whole notion like, oh, you got to work with quarterbacks now to get a job, that's kind of what the league has become. Either way, Mike Tomlin and him, certainly friends beyond football, and they both have had an influence on each other.
It is crazy. You know, when you look at where head coaches come from, which side of the ball, you're still looking at two-thirds to three-quarters of the league, all offensive guys. It is a bold move to hire a defensive coach nowadays in this NFL, just given where you are. Now, the Falcons may be a little bit of the exception given how much they're focused on offense. But again, speaks to the whole thing. If it doesn't all click offensively with the talent that they have, what does it go back to, Dukes? coach.
Yes.
And that you know, that's the unfortunate. That's why, again, there's no passes being given for this team. There's no first year, oh, he'll get it right next year kind of mentality. This team is locked and loaded right now to win the NFC South, and be in position to have a good playoff run.
If you missed it, Taylor Heinicke traded to the Chargers last night after we got off. The Falcons get a 6th-round pick, but you were just shaking your head at me. Why?
Well, I mean, it's a 7th-round pick that converts to a 6th if specific conditions be met. That's according to the Falcons press release. What those are, I don't know. And my guess is it would be him being on the roster for X number of games.
I would agree.
Right? Like, it's not a snap count thing. But however long they keep him on the roster, if they decide to just dump him, then it would be a 6th-round pick, right, just to get rid of him?
That's right.
I think if the Chargers hold on to him all year long, then it stays a 7th, and that's kind of the way the Falcons structured it, or at least my assumption would be that they didn't want to give him up for nothing, and a 7th wasn't enough for them, so they got a conditional 6th.
Meanwhile, around the league, New Orleans Saints fans.
They stick.
Hi, guys. Are happy about Chase Young. Apparently, Chase has had a good camp. He looks good. Maybe he's going to help their defense out. I don't think they're going to be good this year. That's just me. But if Young can get back to dominant play, he's certainly going to help an aging defense with Cam Jordan and company and the Honey Badger. But I'm curious to see, because Chase Young really has not lived up to it since he got in the league, let's be honest. And now he's with New Orleans. So fans are hitting us up talking about this. Hey, you guys watching? No, I'm not. And I'm not really curious to see if Chase Young is going to be a dog this year.
The only hope they have is defense to rule the day. They have a bad coach and a bad offense with a guy that I used to be very high on in Derek Carr until he showed up in New Orleans, put on a Saints uniform. And now it's like, boy, he did stink. I was wrong for defending that guy for so long.
You were high on him.
I used to be the biggest Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins defenders in the world.
Yeah.
Because I always thought they got a bad rep for a lot of bad reasons. They were guys who always played really well and were on bad teams and below-average coaches. But, you know, I mean, last year he had better than what he's had before in a place that was more set up to win than the Raiders were. And it just – ugh. So defense is the only thing that's going to get New Orleans anywhere this year.
NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We're live at the Tour Championship. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to talk to Barbara Dooley. Our first visit with her as the Dogs get ready for their first game of the season against Clemson. We are excited about that and happy to have her back for another season to talk Dogs with us. We've got to get to Yeah Man, No Man. We're live at the Tour Championship, and Turtle says he's got some interesting stuff for us, so let's get to it.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The cab's here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, I've heard you had an interesting day out here today. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been great. The hospitality's been phenomenal. The services have been exceptional.
Yeah.
The clientele and the guests have been to die for.
How about the company right here?
Questionable best, but the thing is, Carl and Zeno, and I can't stress this enough.
What?
It's hot.
It is.
It is hot.
Yeah.
For everybody out there listening, I hope you can hear the sweat beads falling off my nose right now.
Kind of hot in these rhinos.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. Got an important update for you guys.
Oh.
So it looks like Tom Brady's ownership, air quotes, in the Las Vegas Raiders is in the final stages.
Okay.
There's a problem. The NFL just announced that Brady will not be able to do the following if he is accepted. Watch team practices in person or virtually.
Oh.
Cannot attend broadcast production meetings, during which members of the media meet with coaches and players to gather critical information and insight about upcoming games. and he will not be allowed to publicly criticize game officials or other teams. Yeah, man, no man. Is this thing going to work?
No, it's not. And this is why he's going to have to take a step back from the ownership part of this until he's done with the broadcasting stuff. This is him as a broadcaster, right? That's why they've come up with these rules.
Yeah, because he's going to be with Fox.
Access. He's going to have access.
And you can't be an owner of a team and have that sort of access into other teams.
Yeah, it's not. But I'm not saying he doesn't want to be an owner someday and own a majority of a team or something of that nature. But just the timing of this, he's going to have to take a step back and follow the rules because nobody else is going to be able to do those things that they're not allowing him to do. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to work. And by the way, I don't think he's going to follow the rules.
Well, okay, so yes, it's going to work, and that's why. Because this is ridiculous.
What is?
So you're telling me here that he can't go watch practices, but he can call a coach on the phone and ask how things are going? And they're going to monitor his conversations?
Zeno.
Are they bugging his home?
It's called Spygate. No. Okay. Visually seeing what teams are trying to do leading up to a game versus the team you are part ownership of matters.
Okay, again, I don't think you can stop him is the point. Like these are rules that aren't – these are rules to make the public feel better, not a rules they can actually enforce. Other than criticizing the officials, which we all do because they suck, that's about the only one you can actually nail him on. During a broadcast.
No one's even called a game yet. You're already killing the officials.
Well, I mean, come on. You know how bad these guys are. I mean, I'm an ageist when it comes to NFL officials. They're just too old, too slow, can't keep up with a game that's that fast. Beyond that, I just don't – none of this stuff is enforceable. If Tom Brady has a question and he's part of the ownership of the Las Vegas Raiders and he calls, if somebody in ownership of the radio station calls you, Dukes, and asks you a question.
I'm not answering.
Okay. Well, you can do that. I unfortunately cannot. Because I'm a big wuss and you are a big man.
Talk to somebody else.
Again, it's just these aren't rules that are enforceable by any size, way, shape, or form. So I think it's silly to even try. This is more about public perception and viewing than it is about actually enforcing anything. And, oh, by the way, Tom Brady's not dumb enough to jeopardize his risk for the ownership or $35 million over this stuff. Tom Brady is smarter than anybody wants to give him credit for, right?
Like, Zeno, I'm surprised you haven't gone down this road yet. What about gambling?
Does Tom Brady gamble?
I don't know. But if he has inside info that could change the plan or direction of a team, that could affect the line.
Until Tom Brady gambles, and I'm not worried about it. And, oh, by the way, okay, if Tom Brady gets on an app and is dumb enough to get on an app to place a wager, guess what? He's going to get caught. Sports gambling is the best guardrails of any institution in America at catching people doing nefarious things. Because if Tom Brady wants to wager...
Yeah, that's because they're watching us all.
Exactly. So unless Tom Brady has the discipline to wager $25 on a Raiders game or $100 on a Raiders game that no one's going to notice, fine. But you know what Tom Brady doesn't do? You know what rich people don't do? Wager $50. Because that seems a waste of their time.
Well, Calvin Ridley did.
Again, no one accused him of being smart. Okay.
I mean, you say that, but a guy's making millions of dollars and betting $50 on a damn game.
It's not a gambling thing. Tom Brady isn't going to gamble on sports. He knows better than that. Again, if you can somehow connect the train and connect the dots of Tom Brady told this guy who made a $100,000 wager.
Now it's a conspiracy theory.
Well, that's what I'm saying, which you can't connect those dots.
Or gave inside information to a team that was an underdog and essentially moved the line by doing so.
I don't like it.
You guys don't understand how lines move. That cannot happen. There's only a select subset of bettors in this world, in the country, who can move a line.
No. I'm saying from the standpoint of if you think Tom Brady has inside info on a game and he can convey that to the Raiders, if the Raiders are +7 in a game, maybe you take that. If Brady didn't have that information, maybe you wouldn't, because you feel like the Raiders get an advantage either offensively or defensively or whatever the case from Brady getting to watch specific teams.
Can I ask you this too? Like, let's just look at this logically. Has there been other than Peyton Manning, has there been a smarter quarterback in the last 30 years than Tom Brady? Has there been a better quarterback at understanding football? Peyton Manning is right up there. Do you genuinely believe that there's a quarterback that's been? Tom Brady doesn't need to watch a whole lot of things to be able to give his team an edge, because he knows everything there is to know about football. So, again, we're trying to create something that isn't actually reality. Tom Brady watching a practice and telling a coaching staff something, it would not decide any given game.
Manning changed the game a different way than Brady did. He's
true.
He was brilliant.
True. That's why I left him out. You know, but
yes,
those two guys. You know, we talked about cerebral yesterday. You know, I mean, nobody is smarter at reading defenses pre-snap and knowing what's going to happen ahead of time than those two guys. So if it's not Peyton Manning doing it, it's not Tom Brady doing it. They don't need to watch a whole lot of film to be able to diagnose a flaw with a team. They could watch a highlight on YouTube and be able to do that.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that we're making something of nothing that's not a big deal. Like, the NFL doing this, again, is more about public perception than it is about actually anything that's going to happen or is enforceable.
I don't like it.
Well, they certainly made it a big deal to let us know, that's for sure, because it's all over the damn place on the internet.
Well, it's just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's a big deal.
You know what? That may be the smartest thing Zeno said all week. He's been in since Monday, and we finally got one out of him. Good take from Zeno there. Yes. All right, before
must
we get out of here.
Must be all these Yetis.
Yeah.
Real nice, though, aren't they?
They're beautiful, and we are the beneficiaries of them.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get out of here, Aaron Rodgers is reportedly leading the charge of malcontents in the New York Jets locker room. Apparently more frustration leaking out from sources like Diana Russini and other insiders who cover the team that the locker room is a quote unquote mess, and that nobody's on the same page, and that Robert Saleh is basically a lame duck coach.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, man, no man. Do the Jets actually pull this thing together and have a successful season, or is Rodgers and his conspiracy theories and his attitude going to drive the whole team downward?
This is not surprising. The only thing that's surprising is it's already happening before the season starts. Mm. It's not surprising because look at the offseason that this team had. This team was more in turmoil and was in more conversations than probably any other team in the NFL, and it was basically because of Aaron. Aaron's actions, the dark room, the vacation to the pyramids, all the stuff that you said, and I'm not saying you, Turtle, but generally people said is not a big problem. Guess what? Now you're telling me that this locker room is already in disarray and the season hasn't even started? Yeah,
yep.
Man, this is a problem. If they better, literally, Zeno, they better go 5-0 to start the season.
I mean, there's a certain amount of when you get out of the locker room, you strap it up and play, that all this stuff goes away.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's a certain amount of that. And when you do that with the Jets right now, and you look at personnel, they have an awful lot of really good personnel on both sides of the ball. That's enough for me to believe that this will overcome. Look, I mean, for all intents and purposes, hasn't Aaron Rodgers in his last 2 or 3 years in Green Bay been part of the same dysfunction and they still managed to win a whole bunch of games because he's the quarterback and he's really good?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes down to game managing, and yes, Robert Saleh is a lame duck coach. If it falls apart this year and they don't make the playoffs, he's gone. That's the reality. There was an argument to say he should have been gone this year. But again, everything around Aaron Rodgers gets blown up a little bit bigger than it probably should be. When they start snapping footballs next week, a lot of this stuff will die down and the focus will be on the game. This is just one of those things where I think we're just creating stories and narratives. The Jets are always in turmoil because they have bad ownership and they have bad leadership at the top. It's not because they have bad players. I mean, that's, you know, again, a lot of this stuff could have been handled so much differently across this offseason, and it was chosen not to by the people who are in charge. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
All right, we got to run. E, thanks for hitting the music. Let's go.
Hey, we're live at the Tour Championship, literally sitting here at 1617, right here at the landing. We got a great spot. We're coming back. Barbara Dooley's going to join us for her first visit. What she think about the Dogs, Coach Kirby Smart, and Clemson. Find out coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah. get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.